我们感谢神再次回到自己的教会，实在感觉到非常的温暖。
I'd like to thank God for bringing back me back to my home church, and I feel the warmth among all of you.
我记得我这次回到沙登教会的时候，吉隆坡的教会。
I returned to the church in Kuala Lumpur recently.
那堂的信息我让凯维讲。
I let Carlvin gave the sermon.
我说我非常喜欢你的 introduction.
And I liked his introduction.
他说为什么我父母亲这么喜欢来到你们的教会吗？
And he said, "Do you know why my parents so yearn to be back in your church?" Because you are so hospitable. So I told Calvin that I appreciate his introduction. And so it was right that he gave the sermon.
那感谢神这次再回到神的面前，继续跟弟兄们同心来服侍神。
So I thank God for bringing me back here to serve with all of you.
我也感谢陈南山牧师，在我不在的时候跟弟兄姊妹一起配搭来服侍神。
And I'd like to thank Reverend Sutanto for giving the sermon for all of us here the last few weeks.
我也想不到主娘这么平安就回到神的家啊。
And I heard also that 祖娘has been called home by our Lord.
我们求主安慰她的家人。
And may God comfort her family.
我们今天看诗篇第六十六篇。
So today we will study Psalm 66.
诗篇第六十六篇。
Psalm 66.
我们一面讲一面看。
And we will read as we listen.
这篇诗篇是感恩的诗篇。
This is a thanksgiving psalm.
诗人心里面充满许多感恩的事情。
The psalmist was full of gratitude.
我觉得我们每一天感恩的，我们人真是就有喜乐，对不对啊
？And I feel that as we give thanks, we are filled with joy.
我们常常感谢神，他看顾保守，我们就心中充满很大的喜乐。
And we thank God for watching over us, and we are all filled with joy.
诗篇六十六篇，当我们不晓得如何祷告的时候，
And Psalm 66 was. Penned when the psalmist was giving a prayer. And we can learn from this in teaching us how to pray. Because it is a psalm full of joy. And what is it describing? It is the expression of someone who has been saved. And being full of gratitude. So some people speculate who was the author of Psalm 66.
有些人说可能是西西家王写的。西西家王，西西。
Some people said it was Caesar.
有人说是以赛亚写的。
Or some people said it was Isaiah.
有些人说是摩西写的。
Or some people speculated it was Moses.
有些人说可能是米利安写的。
Or Miriam.
或者是我们不管作者是谁
，or no matter who was the author，
这个诗篇充满了许多的感恩，许多赞美，许多欣赏神恩典的事情。
And so we can see that in the psalm are full of thanksgiving and expression of gratitude.
首先我们看第一节到第八节。
So we will first look at verses 1-8.
这个诗人呢，为什么感恩呢？
We look at the reason or the motivation for giving thanks.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
全地都当向上帝欢呼。
And it says, all the earth shout joyfully to God.
我们看诗人的心啊，充满着许多感恩的事情。
We could see that it exemplifies the heart of the psalmist, who is exuberant with joy.
他个人感觉到不但要感恩，要全地。
And not only is he shouting for joy himself, but he wanted the whole earth to be shouting for joy.
意思说他的喜乐、他的感恩、他的赞美，不单单是一个人的这种心情，他要鼓动所有的人，全地的人都要向神欢呼。
And we could see that it is not only a singular joyful shouting, but rather everyone around him, the entire earth is to shout for joy.
而且要敬拜神，看见吗？
And it is to worship God.
敬拜他，对不对？
And it to glory Him.
我们看见， 好像诗篇一百零三篇所讲的。
Similar to Psalm 103.
大卫说：“我的心啊，你要称谢耶和华。”
And David said, "My soul, you should rejoice in the Lord."
凡在我里面的，都要称颂他的圣名。
And he said, "All that is within me, praise the Lord."
他就是一个从心里面充满感恩的人所要表达的感情。
And it is an emotion expressed by someone filled with joy.
我想我们今天都是蒙恩认识耶稣基督的人。
So today we are all saved by grace.
我们常想为什么我们不能够喜乐呢？
And then we wonder why we are not joyful.
也许我们太多的重担。
Maybe we are so burdened.
太多的挂虑。
Many anxieties.
太多的忧愁。
Many troubles.
所以不能够喜乐。
And that robs away our joy.
所以我们要向诗人来学习。
So let us learn from the psalmist.
他的感恩的原因是什么呢？
The first reason for being joyful.
请看第五节告诉我们。
Verse 5.
你们来看神所行的。
And he says, "Come and see the works of God."
他叫人来看神上帝的作为，神上帝所行的。
And he invited everyone to see the works of God.
他向世人所做的事是可敬畏的。
And he said, "As his deeds towards the sons of men are awesome."
所以诗人要我们看神的作为。
So the psalmist is inviting us to look around in the creation of God.
不是看自己。
Not look within ourselves.
看神的大能。
But look outward towards the power of God and the authority of God.
所以我们当我们看自己的时候，我们就感觉到很软弱了，对不对？
So when we look inwards to ourselves, we feel weak.
所以这里在讲什么呢？十六节告诉我们。
Further down, verse 16.
十六节你看看啊。
Verse 16.
凡敬畏神的人，
All who fear God,
你们都要来听。
And I will tell you,
我要说说他为我所行的事。
What he has done for my soul.
所以肯定诗人在心中里面有许多感恩的话，有许多的经历，许多蒙恩的事情，他告诉别人。
You could think that the psalmist has so many experiences of God's bountiful blessings that he is waiting to tell.
所以第五节他会说。你们来看神所行的事。
When verse 5 he says, "Come see the works of God."
看他的作为。
And look at his creation.
然后他说，我要把神所做的事情把它讲出来。
And then he said, "I will tell you of what he has done for my soul."
这就是一个蒙恩的人，得着新生命的人的一种要讲心中里面所说的话。
So this is the expression of someone.Whose heart has been filled with gratitude because of what God has done in his life.
我们看见当时蒙神救赎的时候啊。
So the moment when we are saved by God,
脱离敌人的手。
When we are freed from our enemies,
他心中也充满了感恩。
We would be filled with thanksgiving.
充满了喜乐。
And we will be filled with joy.
同样，当我们蒙神救赎的时候啊。
And at the same time, when we are saved by God,
我们生命得到改变。
Our lives are changed.
我们内心就得到。很乐意的表达感恩的事情。
And our hearts are turned towards thankfulness to God.
我们晓得《使徒行传》第三章告诉我们。
Acts chapter 3.
有一个人啊，他生来就是瘸腿的人。
And there was once a lame person.
会走路的人。
A lame person.
几十年来被人家抬到圣殿的门前。
And he has always been carried by others towards the temple door.
要求别人的帮助。
And he has been asking for help.
这给我们很好提醒啊。
And this is a reminder.
我们带人信主，不要带到礼拜堂的门前。
That when we bring someone to church, don't just leave them at the door.
就要带到礼拜堂里面，到耶稣基督里面，这是非常重要的。
But bring them inside the church before the presence of Jesus.
所以这个人有一天
，So one day，
遇到彼得、约翰的时候啊
，And when he saw Peter and John，
然后他奉主的名叫他起来行走。
And Peter says, "By the name of Jesus, rise up and walk."
结果他就起来行走了。
And he walked.
你看看，四十多年来不能够走路。
So for some 40 some years, this layman was never been able to walk.
需要别人的帮助。
And he needed help from others.
这是他得到医治，他可以能行走、能跳、能唱歌，心中充满许多感恩的事情。
And the moment that he was healed, he could jump up and sing and dance for joy.
所以我们可以思想说，诗人为什么感恩呢
？So here we see why the psalmist was thankful.
因为得上帝的救赎。
First, because he was saved by God.
得上帝的恩典。
And he received the grace of God.
今天我们在神的面前也是这样。
So today we are similar.
因着你认识耶稣基督。
We know Jesus Christ.
你的生命带来平安，带来希望。
And our hearts are filled with peace and hope.
可在你的生命当中，有许多可以感恩、 感激上帝的事情。
Indeed, there are many things in our lives that we should be thankful for.
这是我回马来西亚的时候啊。
As I returned to visit Malaysia.
有一天早上遇到一个姐妹。
One morning, I met this sister in Christ.
她说：“某某人，你还认得我吗？”
And she said, "Mister, do you still remember me?"
其实我离开我家已经很多年，都从来很少看到这些人，对不对？你还认得我吗？
Because she knew that I left my hometown many years ago, so she asked if I still recognized her.
我还认得她。
And I did.
我告诉她你是某某人的女儿，对吗？
And I said you are the daughter of so and so.
她是的。
And she said yes.
第二个旁边的这某某人，你认得我吗？
And the person standing next to her asked me the same question.
我想想，我知道你是某某人的女儿。
And I thought about it, and I thought she was somebody else's daughter.
我都认得他们。
And I recognized them.
所以第一个女士就坐下来跟我聊天了。
And so the second lady sat down and chatted with me.
她告诉我她弟弟信主的经过。
And she gave the story about how her younger brother came to know the Lord.
她弟弟以前，她弟弟是我的同学。
The lady's younger brother was once my classmate.
她我这个同学跟我在一起的时候，常常。变成耶稣基督的事情。
And when we were going to school together, we talked and debated many times about Jesus.
他不相信耶稣基督。
And he never believed in Jesus.
但是这次听到他姐姐说，他的弟弟相信耶稣基督，而且平安的离开世界，回到天家。
And now, the older sister, the lady in front of me, told me about how my classmate came to know the Lord and peacefully. Return to be with God.
我就问他说：“你弟弟为什么会相信耶稣呢？”
So I asked her, "Why did your brother before never accepted Jesus?"
原来这个女士的女儿啊，先相信耶稣，来劝她的舅舅，这位同学相信了耶稣基督。
So as it turned out, the lady's daughter, which was then the niece of my classmate, gave a testimony, and that was how he converted.
这位姐妹，这位女士，她说，当她参加弟弟葬礼的时候。他非常感动，而且跟我谈话的时候泪流满脸。
So when she attended the funeral of her brother, she was so moved that she gave me the story and her testimony.
他亲眼看见他弟弟得着肝病、肝癌离开世界的时候，应该是很痛苦的，但是非常的平安回到神的家里面去。
And her brother actually had liver disease and was suffering a lot, but in the end he died peacefully to be with the Lord.
所以我看这女士真的一边讲一边流眼泪。
So this sister was recounting the story and the testimony to me in tears.
我也告诉她，你的女儿信主，弟弟信主，为什么你不信主呢？
And I asked her, if your brother and even your own daughter are believers in Christ, why don't you believe?
她没有回答。
And she did not answer.
我就告诉她说，你离神的国，离神的家不远了。
And I told her that you are not far from God's kingdom.
你看一个蒙救赎的一个人呢，看起来真是太多的喜了，对不对？
So you could see that someone who has been saved by Christ is really full of joy.
太多感恩的事情。
And there's just too many things to be thankful for.
这是我一讲到说回马来西亚发生很多的事情。
So there are many things that happened to me in my trip to Malaysia.
我回到吉隆坡我自个的教会的时候啊。
So when I returned to my church in Kuala Lumpur.
有个少年男性已经长大成人了。
There was once a young man that I knew in his youth, who is now grown.
他也结婚有两个孩子了。
And he has now two children after getting married.
你知道他怎么告诉我吗？
And he said this to me.
王牧师说，当年啊，你就是到连村隔壁那个村庄去传福音的时候，我就是那个少年人，你去我家探访，现在我相信了耶稣基督。
He reminded me that I once went to this service in the next town where you gave the message and I converted to believe in Jesus.
有时候我们真是想不到你是撒种啊，有天会信主，对不对？
And we never know when we are sowing the seeds for Christ.
他说他的父亲也信主了。
And he told me that even his parents believe in Jesus.
他妈妈当时也是个基督徒啊。
And the mother also is a Christian.
你看这个他在教会里面，太太还有两个孩子在服侍神。多美好的事情。
So he now and his wife and two children are serving in the Lord.
所以诗人说
in the church.
全地都要敬拜你。
So back to the Psalms and it says all the earth should shout for joy to the Lord.
歌颂你。
And sing for joy.
要歌颂你的名。
And sing the glory of his name.
所以我说信靠耶稣的人真是有福气的人。
So believing in Jesus really is be blessed.
有喜乐心在你心中来表达出来。
And being able to express this joyfulness from the heart.
好，我们再看一下第二点了。
Further down.
第九节到十二节。
Verses 9 to 11.
感恩的环境是什么呢
？What is the environment of being thankful?
第九，我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
他使我们的性命存活，也不叫我们的脚摇动。
Okay, verse 9. He keeps us in life and does not allow our feet to slip.
这句话是什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
这句话所形容说，诗人在顺境的时候啊，他感谢神。
It means to say that when the psalmist was in comfortable environment, he was thankful.
性命得以存活。
And his life was preserved.
脚步摇动是蒙神的看顾。
And because of God's guidance and protection, that his feet are not slipping.
那是说是安定的生活。
That shows that there is stability in his life.
换句话说，诗人在平安的环境当中，他感谢上帝。
In other words, the psalmist was living in a stable life, and he's very thankful for that.
这给我们一个学习的功课，对不对
？And this is a lesson for us.
有时候我们觉得我们生活平安，所有事情是理所当然的。
And oftentimes we take it for granted that our lives should be comfortable and according to our wishes.
其实，在圣经当中。我们都要感谢神了。
But we should be reminded to be thankful for that.
第十节到十二节呢
？Verses 10 and 11.
在逆境当中又怎么样呢
？What if things aren't going so well？
你看第十节
，Verse 10.
神啊，你曾试验我，试验我们，熬炼我们，如熬炼银子一样。
Verse 10. For thou hast tried us, O God, thou hast refined us as silver is refined.
你使我们进入网罗，把重担。
Verse 11. Thou didst bring us into the net, and thou didst lay an oppressive burden upon our loins.
这里诗人讲什么呢
？What does the psalmist mean here?
讲到他在逆境的时候啊。
It shows that when circumstances are not going their way.
在受考验不平顺的时候。
When you are undergoing tribulation and things are not well.
他也感谢神。
He remained thankful.
因为苦难是对于他来讲。是个信心的考验。
Because the difficulties are but a training for his faith.
经过考验之后呢
？So after this training,
变成一个洁净的器皿了。
He becomes a vessel good for use.
可以被神使用。
And it is ready to be deployed.
叫我们更加谦卑。
And makes us even more humble.
所以有时候在逆境的时候，神在磨练我们。
So when things are going well, God may be refining us.
让我们学习谦卑的功课。
And we will learn humility.
让我们学习依靠他。
And we will learn to trust.
可以为他结出很好的果子。
And we will then bear fruit for him.
换句话说，在顺境的时候啊。
So in times of comfort,
我们感谢他。
We thank him.
在逆境的时候呢。
In times of difficulty,
我们感谢他。
We also thank him.
因为他是磨练我们。
Because he's training us.
你在很多年前呢、啊。
Many years ago,
有个姐妹，她是高级一个会计师。
Is a very accomplished accountant.
你知道会计师在北美洲、在澳洲、在其他地方都有不同的称呼的。
And they are called many different designations in Europe and United States.
她是个非常高级的会计师。
And he was a very accomplished accountant.
她开车到西雅图去参观一个很大的一个活动。
And he was driving to Seattle to attend a big event.
但是很不幸的，他遇上了非常严重的车祸。
And unfortunately, he encountered a very severe accident.
差点失去了他的生命。
Almost cost his life.
他，你知道他进去医院多少次吗
？And he went in and out the hospital.
100多次。
More than 100 times.
十几次的大手术。
More than 10 times of major operations.
200多次的复健。
About 200 times of rehabilitation.
最后怎么样
？Finally,
他失去了一个眼睛。
He lost one eye.
一只腿断了。
And cut one leg.
但是他再度站立起来。
But in spite of that, he was able to stand up.
他说：“我的灵性更加成熟。
”And he said, "My spirit is even more strengthened than mature."
很不容易事情。
That wasn't easy.
所以他写了本书叫《夜间的歌唱》。在夜间里面还可以歌唱。
And he wrote a book about singing at night.
所以你看十一节告诉我们说。
Verse 11.
你使我们进入网罗。
And you bring us into the net.
把重担放在我们身上。
And you laid an oppressive burden.
这是考验，对不对
？Upon us.
第十二节
That's training.
你使人坐着砸我们的头。
And you make men ride over our heads.
我们经过水火。
And we went through fire.
下面就讲什么？
Then.
你却使我们到丰富之地。
In the end, it says, Thou didst bring us out into a place of abundance.
是苦难，是祝福的变相。
Because the suffering is just a precursor of the abundance.
但是我相信谁都不喜欢苦难，对不对？
I'm sure nobody likes difficulties.
但是苦难总是有的。
But in the end,
苦难总是有的。
But there will always be difficulties.
能够造就我们灵性。
But it only helps to strengthen our character. And that we would enjoy more the blessings of God.
好，就我们再讲下去了。
So further down.
13节到15节。
Verses 13 to 15.
这个人感恩了，这个蒙恩的人呢。 他怎么能感恩呢?
So we see how this psalmist show his thanksgiving.
他经过11节、12节的考验，对不对？
So remember, verses 11 and 12 was refining him.
那是逆境的考验。That
was through some difficulties.
第九节是顺境。
But verse 9 was through comfort.
经过这些之后，他生命开始成熟，开始成长了。
So after this path, his life begins to mature.
他更加认识神。And
he knows, come to know God even more.
到13节的时候啊。
Verse 13.
他想什么呢？
And what did he think about?
我要用燔祭进入你的殿，向你还我的愿。And
he says, I shall come into thy house with burnt offerings that I shall pay my vows.
他要感恩呢。So
he's to show
用燔祭，燔祭是什么意思呢？
What is burnt offering?
全烧的。
It is to burn the offering.
也许我们看见这个诗人呢，这个作者，他遇到苦难的时候，遇到挫折的时候，遇到熬炼的时候。
You could see that when the psalmist encountered some difficulties and testing of his faith.
也许他向神承诺说：“神啊，如果你帮助我度过这些难关，我就怎么样，怎么样来感谢你。”
Perhaps at that point in time, he vowed to the Lord that if you help me go through this difficult phase in life, I will do this and that. Many times we are like this psalmist when we are in difficult times.
我们就向神许愿说，主啊，如果你这是医治我的身体。
And we promise the Lord, if you just heal me,
如果我的房子可以租出去,
or if I can rent my house,
如果我可以找到工作,
or if I can find a job,
我就应该怎么样怎么样的报答你,
and I will do this and that for you.
所以我相信诗人情景跟我们现在情景是一样的,
I'm sure the psalmist encountered the same things.
所以我们看诗人的还愿,
Let's see how he paid his vows.
按他所承受、所承诺的，他要回报神对给他的恩典。
He's trying to do what he vowed he would do.
我们看见啊，第十五节告诉我们呢。Verse
15，
我要把肥牛做燔祭，将公羊的香祭献给你。I
shall offer the burnt offerings of fat beasts with the smoke of rams.
又把公牛和山羊献上。And
offer bulls with male goats.
你看到吗？这是他的还愿啊。This
is the way he paid his vows.
他真的很有心。
Because he was sincere.
对神很虔诚。
And he was true to his word.
也承诺他所应许的。
And he did what he vowed.
他不是拿瘦弱的牛,
he did not bring the thin goats,
也不是拿那些有病的牛,
or the sickly ones,
而是肥牛,
but the fat,
最好的,
and the best,
公羊,
the male goats,
公山羊,
the bulls,
来献给上帝,
to offer them to the Lord.
当我们想到这里的时候啊,
and as we ponder upon this,
我们看这个诗人真是很按着他所承诺的,
You could see that the psalmist was sincere and he did what he vowed he would do.
我们知道他为什么这样做呢?
So why did he do that?
因为他遇到个艰难，十二节告诉我们，遇到艰难的时候，他就承诺，你使人坐车砸我们的头。
Because you remember verse 12, he said, you made men ride over our heads.
使我们经过水火,
and we went through fire and water.
你却使我们到丰富之地。
Yet, You brought us into a place of abundance.
这是诗人经历,
and that was his pure personal experience. And as he experienced the abundance brought to him by God,
15节怎么样讲呢?
Verse 15, I shall offer thee burnt offerings of fat beasts, the best of mine,
当作燔祭全烧给神,
that I will burn them all for you.
表示他对神的那种感恩。
And this is to show his thankfulness to God.
因为他的生命真正经历到从苦难当中经历了生命上的丰富。
Because his life experienced firsthand coming out of difficulty into abundance.
拿最好的带给神。
So he brought the best he had.
我就想到路加福音第十二章那个财主。
So I remembered in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21.
你记得路加福音十二个财主的故事吗？
There was a parable of the rich man.
他的收成非常好。
And he had a great harvest.
他累积了许多财富。
And he has so much possession.
他对自己说。
And he said to himself.
尽量吃喝快乐吧。
And he said, drink and be merry.
尽量吃喝吧，尽量享受吧。
And enjoy.
你想想看，他所累积的所有的财富。
And as all his possessions
对于自己为中心
was all centered on himself
以吃喝为快乐
because he was drinking and eating for pleasure
他不像诗人一样对不对
was unlike the psalms
诗人经过苦难蒙神赐福之后呢
the psalmist experienced relief and rescue from danger
他就把肥牛当作燔祭献给他的神
he tookthe fattest beast and made it a burnt offering for the Lord.
我这是一个很好的提醒，对不对？
So this is a reminder for all of us.
在旧约圣经里面呢，
In the Old Testament,
上帝常常提醒我们，
The Lord often reminds us.
不要忘记神的恩典。
Do not forget about His blessings.
不要忘记耶和华的律法。
Do not forget about the Lord's commandments.
要敬这位赐恩的神。
You have to be mindful and worship the Lord.
特别在生命记第八章第九章告诉我们。
Especially in Deuteronomy 8,
9, and 10.
It says, as your wealth multiplies,
你的牛羊增加的时候,
and as your goats and lambs multiply,
你产业增加的时候,
and your property multiply,
不要忘记赐福给你的耶和华。
Forget not the Jehovah who blessed you with these.
我觉得很有意思，对不对?
So I feel that this is very true.
所以我觉得诗人是个感恩的人。
And the psalmist is someone who we should learn from to be thankful. For he knew how to make his joy complete and show his thanks.
这是我回到吉隆坡，我分享一点回到自己以前服事的教会。
And as I share a little bit about my experience returning to my home church in Kuala Lumpur.
这个教会是在1954年开始的。
The church started in 1954.
现在离开现在有。
It's about 60 years now since
比我们还久啊，但是六十年了。
The church has now been 60 years.
很快，对不对？
It's time passes quickly.
是宣教士开始在那边开始建立的。
So it was started by certain missionaries.
我们知道他们开始要盖礼拜堂的时候啊。
As they were starting to build their church.
你知道那沙登是个新村的地方。
You know, Kuala Lumpur was a new area.
他知道这个。要盖四百万的马币的礼拜堂啊，很不容易事情。
So to build a structure that cost 4 million Malaysian money was not easy.
但是你看到弟兄姐妹真的很愿意付上他们代价。
But all the brothers and sisters were so dedicated.
真的付上他们代价。
And they offered what they could.
最后把这个房子都盖好了，把礼拜堂盖好了。
And so finally they completed the building.
设备非常好。
And with good facilities.
有冷气，有牧师办公厅，有这个贵宾的房子。
And it was equipped with good air conditioning and offices and reception area.
所有债都还清了。
And all the debt has been paid.
这是想不到的事情，你看，好像一个灯塔，这是新村里面，这是好像照耀黑暗的人一样。
So it's like a lamp post that is shining in that area.
所以你看见他就是愿意付上代价，付上他们不简单的代价来完成这个工作。
So it is would not have been possible if the church members were not so dedicated and offered what they could.
所以每一个经过礼拜堂的人，这是不可能的事情。
So as people walk past this church building, they could not believe what has happened.
400万马币啊。
For that, the building that costs is about 4 million.
在少数人当中，结果礼拜堂就建立起来了。
But the church was built in spite of you know the few people that were there.
太奇妙的事情，对不对？
So it was quite a miracle.
我想我们今天在神的面前呢。
So as we examine ourselves before God.
我觉得我们领受神很多的恩典，对不对？
And we know we too have received so much blessings.
我们今天要做个感恩的人。
So we have to be thankful people.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们基督祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
请奉你祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, perhaps not deserving of being called your children, but by your grace and your salvation, Lord, we have come into your family and we bow our heads before you. And help us, Lord, to be conscious and to be thankful, Lord, for the big things and the little things that you have done in our lives. Forgive us, Lord, for having taken these for granted time and again, and having been prone to look into ourselves rather than looking out to you and to the world around us that you've created. And more importantly, Lord, to see the invisible hand that has been touching our lives every step of the way, that we will know, Lord, that it is you who has given us life, and it is you who has given us provision, and it is you who has given us the power to overcome whatever comes our way. And it is you, Lord, who will take us to a place of abundance. So we thank you, Lord, with humble hearts. Help us to be filled with joy and thanksgiving. Help us, Lord, to overflow with this joy towards the people around us. And thank you, Lord, for bringing Pastor and his family back to us safely from their trip to Malaysia. This we pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.